Talk Live. We are launching into hour number three of the program, and you can bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features, they're totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. It's very rare that we'll bring a guest on in the middle of the program, but in this case, it was definitely worthwhile. We're going to talk to Carrie Ellison. Now, if you've heard that name before, you may recall we have discussed Carrie as well as a number of other bar owners and staff and patrons out in the Charleston, West Virginia area in which we are on this particular hour of the program. Airs in Charleston every weeknight, so Charleston listeners will be able to hear this. But Carrie is the owner of the Black Hawk Saloon, as we have, again, discussed how many of the bar owners there in Charleston are basically telling the Charleston Health Department and government people to go screw off because they're not interested in obeying this brand-new smoking ban that has been handed down from on high. And when I found out I could talk to Carrie, I figured let's get this guy on the show and let's hear the story from him, because so far, Carrie, what we've been reporting has been what's been in the press there in Charleston. And I don't know, the press sometimes gets the facts wrong, sometimes they don't get the whole story. So can you start just from the beginning, maybe for some of our listeners who may not be aware of what your story is, Carrie, as far as, you know, what happened with the smoking ban and what was it that really pushed you and these other bar owners over the edge to finally decide to say, you know what, we're not going to put up with this crap?
Well, let me preface this by saying anything that I'm doing and saying on my own, I'm not acting, I'm not an organizer, I'm not coupled with anybody. I'm not acting with anybody. None of the other bar owners are speaking for me, and I'm not speaking for any of them.
That makes sense.
And that occurred to me at the Board of Health meeting that several of us attended last Thursday, and they were some of the other bar owners were just rude to the board and just rude to the health department people, and I felt that was unnecessary. It's, they're doing their job. They're doing what they think. Just because they're on the opposite side of the fence does not they don't deserve rudeness.
It's not beneficial. Well, yeah, there's no reason to be impolite to these bureaucrats. Yeah, they may be trying to control our lives, but we should at least be polite as we deal with them, and I think you're right about that. But let's go back to the beginning, Carrie. What happened? They passed this smoking ban not too long ago, and when did you decide that you were no longer going to tolerate it?
They started this July 1st.
Okay.
They voted it in or whatever they did a year ago, and they implemented it July 1. And we complied with it to the T. From incidentally, I'm a non-smoker,
mm-hmm.
so it tickled me to death not to put up a cigarette smoking here anymore. So July 1, the ashtrays left, threw them away. I wouldn't even allow the bartender to smoke in here after we closed at 3 o'clock in the morning. We're stocking beer. Wouldn't even let her smoke. No cigarettes in the place. So. All the other, these other places were having, they'd take beer cans, put tape around them, and disguise them as an ashtray. disguise an ashtray as a beer can, and use beer bottles and cups of water,
mm-hmm.
Anything so not to have a ashtray out. So I would call the health department and ask, you know, all I wanted was a level playing field. If either we're all going to smoke, or nobody's going to smoke, one or the other. So I would call them and tell them these other places are doing this. Well, we'll look into it. We'll look into it. I called them 22 times.
Mm.
I have a record of it. 22 times in 6 weeks. And every time it was, we're looking into it. Well, at the 6 week mark, I told Gail Harris of the health department, I said, now, if you don't start doing something, I'm going to do something. So well, don't do that. Well, I hung up the phone, went to the newspaper, and put a small one-column-inch ad in that said, Tuesday, August 19th, Smokers Night at the Black Hawk Saloon.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And then the ball started rolling.
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday evening at 4 o'clock, the place, I wouldn't have had more media in here if I'd have murdered somebody.
Wow. That's great.
And the place was, the bar was filled with people and smokers, And it was. I've never seen a building with that much smoke in it that wasn't on fire.
You couldn't
see through the building.
I think that is fantastic. I want to get back to your story here, but I just want to interject something here. On this program, Kerry, you probably never even listened to Free Talk Live before, but I want to welcome you to it and explain to you that on this program, I think that it's so important that we have more people do things like what you're doing, and that is act like the business owner that you really are, and if the government people are demanding some absurdity, some sort of that you bow down, that you obey their diktats, and in your case, it's hurting your business. You know, people are just not coming in because people like to have a smoke with a drink sometime, and to just not obey, and let's have more people non-cooperate and see what these government people do about it. We've had some people experimenting with non-cooperation up here. It's been quite successful, but one of the critical elements we haven't really had is there haven't been too many business owners that have had the courage to be able to do this. So I have to congratulate you for having the cojones to put it on the line, so to speak, here, and do something that most business owners just they're too scared to do, and that is stand up against the state.
Yeah.
Any repercussions?
Not yet. They filed charges against me on the last Thursday at the magistrate, with the magistrate.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be arraigned on the 14th. Me and three bars and two gambling places.
What kind of charges are they charging you with?
Violating the smoking ordinance.
I see.
That's all it says.
And that's
so they've actually
in violation of smoking ordinance, which I don't. My stance is I'm not violating it. I'm just not recognizing it. I'm just not honoring it. I just don't recognize
right.
it as
yeah.
a and the health of the board, the president of the Board of Health refers to it as me breaking the law. And when it was pointed out to her that it's not a law, it's an ordinance, she said that a law, an ordinance is a law.
No, that's not true. False.
Well, when I went to school, they showed us a videotape of what a law had to do to become a law. It had to be a bill, and it had to go to the legislature and all this shit, you know, all this stuff.
Yeah,
sorry.
That's right. Yep, be careful. Yep. You're on the radio. We'll let you get away with one, but we can't do more than one.
Okay. All right.
You're good.
You
keep going.
Yeah. So you saw all the videos, and it was quite different than an ordinance,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, an ordinance is just a handful of people who pass their pen and say, "That sounds like a good idea. Let's make everybody do that."
But what about the law of private property ownership and you as a business owner being able to decide for yourself what it is that goes on underneath your roof without having to beg for permission or check with some bureaucrats to make sure that whatever your plan is okay? I think that's probably the most persuasive thing here. Number one, you don't have an obligation to their code, in my opinion. And number two, if it's your business, you're paying the rent or better yet owning the building yourself, who are these people to tell you what you can allow or disallow underneath your roof.
Right.
My sentiments, exactly.
And, you know, yeah. we had the same sort of thing going on up here, my friend, and one of the things that drove me crazy is you've got a whole slew of things to back you up based on the Constitution of the United States, which is supposed to provide that private contracts between you and your employees and your patrons who agree to come in there. Those are supposed to be off limits from government. So if you've got a deal where you're going to allow smoking, you've got the contract clause of the United States Constitution that's supposed to back you up. They don't even pay any attention. And then they say, well, we're trying to protect the employees because they'll be forced to work in these places. And you just say, hey, look, employees choose to work in various places that have all sorts of different types of risks. Are you going to stop loud music from being played because it could hurt their hearing down the line? Or are they going to be allowed to have the choice to work where they want?
Well, if you let a smoking ban happen, then it's really only a matter of degrees until you get to a loud music ban or something else to that end.
Yeah, what are the possible ramifications if you are found guilty of breaking this ordinance, buddy?
Good question.
$1,000 fine, up to between a $200 and $1,000 fine, and then if I have two of those convictions, mm-hmm. which makes their violation valid, then they can pull my health permit.
I want to come back with more. Kerry, can you hang on? Can you hang on for another segment? I want to bring you back to discuss this some more here. And if you've got a question for Kerry, 1-800-259-9231. He is Kerry Ellison, the proprietor and owner of the Blackhawk Saloon in Charleston, disobeying the smoking ban.
And now it's time for the Green at Work Minute. Thoughts and advice on how to get your company environmentally friendly from within. Here's noted author and business expert, Tim Sanders.
If you want your company to go green, first, search for green-friendly employees. When you're recruiting, look beyond finance or marketing skills and start to seek out people who have a passion to make the world a better place. Include sustainability knowledge and education and experience in your hiring process, too. Add sections on your employment forms where candidates must write a short essay about their concerns for the environment and then have them list the eco-friendly activities in which they participate. Hiring eco-minded employees will not only ensure they'll participate in your sustainability programs, but they're also going to save you a lot of money along the way. For the Green at Work Minute, I'm Tim Sanders.
For more information on how to make your company green and make a difference as well as a dollar, please visit savingtheworld.net. The responsibility revolution is underway, and it's challenging the importance of the bottom line. Both consumers and employers have turned away from price consciousness to demand that companies make a difference to society through their products, manufacturing methods, environmental efforts, and community outreach. Saving the World at Work, the new book by noted author and green expert Tim Sanders, is about the new value system, where consumers pay as much attention to a company's environmental and social policies as to its pricing structures. Saving the World at Work is available wherever books are sold.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one of a kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. But right now we'll be taking calls related to our guest first. His name is Kerry Ellison. We're going to get right back to him in a moment, but first need to tell you about InterKnobs. If you're remodeling your kitchen or bathroom, you can purchase knobs and pulls at wholesale prices and support a business that supports Free Talk Live, and that is InterKnobs.com. Save 10% on your order if you use the code FTL at the checkout. That's InterKnobs.com, InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs and pulls, all at innerknobs.com. And don't forget to join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where you'll find the Shrine of Female Listeners and more. Let's go back to Carrie Ellison, the proprietor of the Black Hawk Saloon. Are you the owner, Carrie? You own the building or just renting? What's your ownership status?
I just rent the building.
Okay. You are the proprietor of the Black Hawk Saloon. How long have you been there in Charleston?
Just 5 months.
Oh, wow. So relatively new business. Very interesting that somebody with such a new business is willing to essentially put it on the line. And that is what you're doing. The Charleston bureaucrats have decided to create a smoking ban. Now, does the smoking ban there in Charleston, does that apply to all restaurants or all businesses, period?
Well, that's the thing. That's the thing that really got me pissed. They got my attention. they got my attention but it wasn't a level playing field. There, now of course, statewide bingo halls can smoke because the legislature said they could. The legislative chambers, which is also located in the state capital, which is in Kanawha County, they can smoke there.
Of course they can. It's a double standard all the way.
There's a tobacco stores here in town, you can smoke there, in the building.
So basically the bingo owners and the tobacconists managed to grease the right palms in order to get themselves exempted from the smoking ban.
Yeah.
Apparently, and that's all I'm saying. The smoke is not any more harmful because I sell alcohol than if, no matter what I sell. So, and like I asked the lady at the health board Thursday, she said, we're trying... Secondhand smoke kills, and we're trying to protect the residents of Kanawha County. Well, just like Elvis's bodyguard said after he died, and he was asked, why didn't you protect him? He said, how do you protect someone from themselves?
Yep.
And that's what they're trying to protect people from themselves. And I asked her, I said, if you want to get rid of secondhand smoke, then do away with firsthand smoke. You can, if you can buy the cigarettes, you ought to be able to smoke them.
Yeah, I absolutely.
I mean, isn't that crazy? They'll sell the cigarettes, they'll tax the cigarettes, but then they won't let you smoke the cigarettes in your own bar. If you did smoke, in fact, you can't smoke in your own bar that you pay the rent on. You know everything in there is yours. That's crazy.
It's unbelievable.
So you've gone ahead and you've disobeyed this. You publicly advertised that you were going to be allowing smoking. People came in masses to come and participate, which I think is great too. That you actually have the people that are patronizing your bar coming in and giving you support, because that may come into handy, especially if you're going to a courtroom situation. What you might want to consider doing is inviting your patrons to come along, say, hey, you know, my court hearing is at this time and at this date, and
That's
would
right.
love to have you guys come into court. And then one of the things we do up here, and I know, Carrie, you don't know much about what we're doing here, but New Hampshire, we've got thousands of liberty-loving activists all moving up here, and it's people that believe that if we want to be free, that we have to allow our neighbors to be free as well. And people like that are coming here, and some of them are getting active in a non-cooperative fashion. We've seen some amazing successes so far where people are not cooperating, and then when they go into court on whatever the issue is, a speeding ticket or U-turn or something like that, they go into court. We bring as many activists as we can into that courtroom, and then when the so-called judge walks in and they say, all rise, nobody rises, everybody stays seated, and it really sends a message to these people that we've had it. We're not going to put up with this crap anymore, and we're not going to obey. Now, Gardner, you asked a question before we went away to the break there, Carrie, and that was, you know, what is the potential, what's going to happen if they decide to convict you based on whatever arbitrary nonsense they bring up? If they decide that you're guilty of this this ban, there's up to $1,000 fine. If you do it twice, then they could possibly pull your health board accommodation. Is that correct, or your certificate?
Yes, my health permit, which is required by the Liquor Commission in order to hold a liquor license. So if I lose my health permit, I lose my liquor license. So essentially, if I lose my health permit, I'm done.
Out of business.
Right. How far are you going to let this go? I mean, I understand this is one of the things when it comes to business owners. It's one of the reasons why we don't even normally see behavior like what you're doing, Carrie. Most business owners aren't willing to step out of line for a moment. So you should be congratulated for even just going out of line for just a little bit here. Are you going to go ahead and buckle under? Are you going to, you know, if they hit you with a second fine, are you going to go ahead and pay them? Or are you going to take it to the end and see what they do?
I'm willing to do the same thing my sister used to do on a date. I'm going to go all the way. I'm going all the way. If they shut me down, so be it. They'll shut me down, and I'll sell lemonade on the side of the street if I have to. I'll pick up 10 cans, but they're not going to tell me what I can or can't do. If I can't run it, this is just like if somebody comes in here and they start a fight, I put them out, and they say, well, that's not fair. You don't let us back. This is my place. When you walk in that door, you're in my world.
Right.
This isn't Kanawha County anymore. This is Paco County. This is Kerry Olson County.
There you go. That's how I see it. Now, Kerry, here's my other question for you.
It's your place.
I love this guy.
This is fantastic.
This is awesome.
You know, if they actually do pull the permit and then that ends up in your liquor license being revoked, what about a private club option? What if you sold memberships to people, and as long as they weren't government bureaucrats? What if you sold memberships to people and then made it so that you had to be members only to get in? And then, therefore, you know, no cops allowed, no health board people allowed. If you work for the government, sorry, you're not allowed. Would that be a way to kind of continue doing business without necessarily having to jump through their hoops?
No. In West Virginia, in order to have a liquor license, you are a private club because and you have members that you don't fill out a membership card anymore mm-hmm. just because. For whatever reason, they just don't require it anymore. But when you apply for the liquor license, you state how many members your club has, and supposedly anybody that comes in the door, there's a sign on the door that says private club ABC, and then your liquor license number. So it's already a private club, and their argument is, and they've addressed that. They said, well, it's not really a private club per se. It's just, we're just saying that because of the liquor license. It's really not private. It's still public, and we don't want our public subjected to your secondhand smoke.
So if they come and they pull the liquor permit and you decide, well, I don't know, really care who you people are, I'm going to keep selling this, and you keep your doors open, would you expect they're going to send men with guns to come in and hurt you?
If the liquor people, yes. The health department, no. You don't mess with the liquor people. They'll shut you down in a heartbeat. If I had a bottle of moonshine on my shelf, I would not be able to get by with it. Probably not 8 hours, let alone 24, let alone as long as I have this my smoking. Rebelism.
Kerry, it's been great having you on the program. I wish you the best of luck in your and continued success with what you're doing. You are one of a handful of very courageous business owners. As you say, you're willing to take it all the way. A man like that.
Just like his sister.
That puts it on the line, I have a lot of respect for, and I wish this country had a whole lot more Kerry Ellisons out there. I thank you for coming on the program
here.
Tonight.
Way to go.
Hey, I appreciate your time, guys.
Thanks, Kerry.
Thank
good luck and have a great night out there.
All right.
Hang on, I'll talk to you in a moment here, Kerry. More on the way. This is your show. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. It is Free Talk Live.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrates, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, customers. We offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
If you could increase the effectiveness of your brain, would you do it? If you could discover an easy way to make your brain smarter, stronger, and faster for absolutely no cost at all, would you do it? Well, now you can by requesting a powerful free demo of IQ from Infinite Mind. Right now, when you call, we'll send you an absolutely free demo showing you how easy it is to increase your brain power in as little as 7 minutes. It's called IQ, and it will unleash your mind. Not only that, but you'll be able to read up to 1,000% faster, allowing you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. To increase the effectiveness of your brain in 7 minutes for free, call 1-800-398-4022. What have you got to lose? It only takes 7 minutes. It increases the speed and efficiency of your brain, and you can try it out absolutely free. Call now to get your free demo. Call IQ at 1-800-398-4022. That's 1-800-398-4022.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you tired of searching for Great Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
Edgar.
And Mark.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us, and they include the bulletin board system. You can get interactive with a couple thousand of our listeners, over 400,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about, from serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Advanced Liberty at the local and national level through a summer internship at the Koch Family Fellow Program. The program places libertarian and free market students and recent graduates at organizations in Washington, D.C., and at state-based think tanks across the country. All positions are paid and include a housing and travel allowance, as well as multiple career workshops throughout the summer. Visit libertarianinternships.com for more information.
Libertarianinternships.com. 800-259-9231. We go to your phone calls about what you want. It's Bill in Oklahoma. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Bill.
Hello, hey, Bill. Gentlemen.
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I have a thought process that I thought I'd run past this great panel and see what your collective thoughts are. As we've discussed in the past, I am in the process of starting my own business. Basically an online venture, and I've gone through some of the state red tape in regards to what they think that I'm going to do in order to keep a legitimate state-run business. And I've already told them that I'm not going to get a particular license because it's not warranted in this particular situation, yada, yada, yada. Well, now I'm moving on to federal, and it has to do with taxes. I'm not really wanting to participate in the system, and I'm really not wanting the government to profit from my work. So I did some research, and I found a loophole that may get me out of having to legally pay the taxes, and that is to register my my corporation as a 501c.
501c3
tax exempt.
Isn't that a charity thing?
Yes.
Well, no. Well, there's different facets to it, and what I would be taking advantage of is the fact that since my business is education, basically educating people about their finances, I could actually go under that umbrella and still have some of the perks of having the
What are some of the other what are some of the requirements? I mean, there's going to be some paperwork here, right? You're going to have to prove to them that you're not making a profit and things like that. Isn't that the case?
Yes. Well, they have a window you can make up to a certain amount before they deem you being a profit company. And there's ways to shelter the income if that means I have to become like St. Jude's, donor of the year. That's something that I'm willing to do just so I don't have to participate in their little system. Now, my question
is... Well, you are still participating in their system. You understand that.
Right.
Well, that's what I was getting at. Do I really want to go this route? Would it be easier just to not pay them the money, just, go through the motions of just running my own business? I'm not even going to go through the steps of doing that whole... going to like a LegalZoom.com and doing the LLC or the Class C corporation.
Wait a minute. Let me see if I've got this clear. You don't even have a government granted corporation for your business yet?
Not yet.
How are you going to get a 501c3 on that? Can you do that as just an individual?
First, you have to incorporate. Then you would have to apply first.
First have to incorporate, and then I'd have to go and apply. And it all that goes to the same. The IRS basically makes the determination whether or not I qualify, and they'll say yes, you do, or no, you don't.
Right.
Now, the question being is, would it be easier just to flip off the entire process, or do I want to take advantage of the system? Because
It's always easier to just say flip off to the entire process, but then, you are running a risk of possibly being prosecuted for it. But then again, a lot of people get away with it and they're never prosecuted for it.
Incorporation doesn't help you as nearly as much against the government as it does against somebody who would like to sue you, for some silly
I don't think he was asking about that. He was asking, should he go through this process of jumping through all these hoops in order to be government approved, no tax status, or should he just do business and not ask permission to do business? It depends on how much risk you want to take. I mean,
register the website in some foreign country, rent it, that way, and then they'll never know.
That's
right. Because my thought process was that, either way, I'm going to end up in their little system. Either way you look at it. If I go the route of filing for the nonprofit exemption, I'm participating that way. If I don't and just flip it off, then eventually, I'm running, like you said, and I'm running the risk of being dragged into their court, and then having to go and participate in their system that way. So, I'm in a catch-22, dinged if I do, dinged if I don't. And I was just wondering if maybe I could just say, heck with it, sue me if you want to.
Well, it just depends on how fed up you are. I mean, that's what I do. I just go and do my business. I don't ask people for permission to do my business. It's my business. It's private, and it's none of their damn business. So I just do it. One of the nice things about being here in New Hampshire, I don't know if it's like this in other places, is I can walk into a bank and maybe it's just TD Bank North, but I can walk into a bank and basically say, this is my business name, and can I have an account? And I can put my name and any old business name I want to on there. They didn't ask me for any sort of proof that I have a corporation in that name or anything like that. So I can accept checks in my name, or I can accept them in the name of Free Talk Live. It makes it really easy. So there are ways to do this. I might recommend that if you are going to go that route, that you not get an interest-bearing account for your business. In many cases, it's hard to get an interest-bearing business account anyway. But to make sure that you don't get interest-bearing, that way they aren't reporting anything as far as interest is concerned to the IRS. That might be one thing to consider if you're going to go down that road.
I will definitely take that into consideration. And before I jump off here, I did have a question for Guard.
Mm-hmm.
In regards to your show coming back, did you by chance get my suggestion via email about possibly going blog? Blog Talk Live? No. What is the name of the website?
Blog Talk Radio. Yeah. I have heard from some people about that, and I'm going to look into it. It's a real steep curve right now, on especially with everything that's going on down in Washington. And so I'm going to be trying to organize that, and I might do that maybe once a week or something like that. I have to contact them, and it's going to take me a little while to get it all worked out. Right now I'm looking at trying to just update things very quickly with everything that's happening in Washington, and then I'm going to be doing probably every few nights a week doing brief conversations or interviews with people. I have a special one I'm going to be putting out so that, you know, we get some different voices out there over at Liberty Conspiracy as well.
That's libertyconspiracy.com. That's your website. That's where people can go to get hooked up with your podcast.
Yeah.
Are you still calling it Against the Grain?
It's just going to be Liberty Conspiracy Audio now.
Okay.
Even though I have a great introduction for Against the Grain, and it sounds really cool, and I put it all
it
together.
Sounds
great, and I got, you know, Killing Joke in there and stuff, and Danko Jones. But also, and for the people who contribute, we just opened up a Yahoo group, and I'm going to put special audio files in there and old skits and articles like that are in there now. So I'm thinking about that. Blog Talk Radio has been suggested to me a number of times. I'm definitely thinking about doing that. The great thing is that with technology now, I can do some great interviews with people, and I want to do even more. So coming up, we're going to have a really long one with Sam Blumenfeld, who's like the man behind knowledge about government involvement in education. But one of the things I also wanted to mention to you was, you know, I had looked into starting up a 501c3 nonprofit educational organization. And it is a bit of a hassle. And if you can do it, you know, the only advantage is the tax-free status. If you can do the things that you want to do without having the 501c3, and you feel a little bit better because you're not incorporating and going under the auspices of the state, it might be a little better for you just to do your business. But if you want to,
if you're willing to take that risk,
yeah, you can take advantage of it. If you can get that tax-free status, if you can do it, hey, hold on to more of your cash.
But then you've just got to, if you're tax-free status, and thanks, Bill, for the call. If you're asking them for permission, then they're going to demand stuff from you. They're going to demand proof. They're going to demand evidence. They're going to demand paperwork. And then you're under their system. You're part of their system. You have to follow their rules in order to continue to have that status. And then they control you ever more so. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
The stock market is crazy. The chemtrails are spraying us with their chemicals. It's time to think about what is important. Most forget just how important life is. Life Change Tea removes toxins, chemicals, parasites, and bacteria that store up in your body. It cleanses you and gives you results in hours. And one of the wonderful side effects from this product is you lose weight. That's right, you lose weight. And on top of that, there's a 45-day money-back guarantee. So why wait? Call now. Operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. I'll say it again. 928-308-0408. Or order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, the stock market may crash, but you don't have to go with it.
Drink and Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's toughest quiz show, That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drink and Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Nilt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits and hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip.
the logical companion of Glur 5, Glur 6.
You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it.
Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
They say you can't predict the stock market. If you trade on a regular basis, you've probably heard that lie. But what if I told you there's a way to know which way the market will go each week, a whole week in advance? Do you think you could benefit from this kind of information? The guys over at eMiniForecaster.com put out a weekly forecast line. They call it a G-line, which forecasts the direction of the stock market a whole week in advance. Impossible? Head over to eMiniForecaster.com and check out their forecast history to see for yourself. eMiniForecaster.com predicts the market one whole week in advance. It's simple to use and can give you the market edge you've been looking for. If you're an active trader in the markets, go directly to eMiniForecaster.com. That's eMiniForecaster.com right now for more information. Again, that's eMiniForecaster.com.
This is Rob at eMiniForecaster.com, and I approve this message.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
Ian Garb.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, we do ask that you go ahead and you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Whatever it is that you buy, we get a cut. Even used items, 41 categories to shop in. Amazon rocks, and you can get the stuff you need, the prices you're looking for, free Super Saver shipping in so many cases. Head over to amazon.freetalklive.com and get your shopping done. As we continue with your calls about anything, it's Jared in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jared.
Hello, guys. How you doing?
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I wish that guy was still on the show because I just wanted to congratulate him for what he's doing over there with the business and fighting the smoking ban.
Well, he's probably going to be listening. I would imagine in this next hour because the show runs this hour. The show runs an hour late there in Charleston, so he can certainly hear your comments at this point. And I would encourage anybody listening in Charleston to head down to the Blackhawk Saloon and meet Carrie and meet his staff and congratulate them for staying so strong in the face of this government adversity.
Definitely. It faced a lot of opposition here in the pro-freedom side when the smoking ban went in, and especially here in the Seacoast where I am, it was like 80% or something for the ban. And it was a hard sell to people for some reason. And, of course, you know, I'm against it on principle. I think it's government force. I think people should be able to smoke in business if the business owners allow them to.
Absolutely.
But another point that my wife has pointed out to me is that now that this people aren't allowed to smoke in the restaurants, they're all smoking on the streets.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we push our two little girls down the street in the stroller, we're getting like three times as much smoke in their face.
Jared, by outlawing smoking in front of businesses, and they'll force everybody out by the dumpster.
Well, it's obviously the solution, Ian.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we all know that. I have a question for Gart as well.
Yeah, go ahead. Hey,
what's going on, Gart?
Hey, not much, brother.
Hey, I wanted to know if your John McCain sketches are available anywhere online.
Like funny.
You know when John used to call you all the time?
Yeah. It's funny you should mention that. For the people who have donated to the Liberty Conspiracy site, you know, we shifted over there so that I can continue doing that and my other job. Now that I'm not doing the radio job, I had two jobs, and now I'm going to hopefully the website and things like that. So I have a huge backlog, and I was going to be making CDs available and putting them out on Cafe Press. And before I go and do that, I thought, you know what, for the people who contribute, I really like these people. I'm going to start making available at short periods of time some of these skits.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, I think it'll be great. And there's a Yahoo group devoted for that. So they're going to be posted one or two at a time inside the Yahoo group. And one of the best things I got to tell you is, and I don't want to take too much time, but when I started doing these, I was at a radio station called WGIR. And I was doing another job in the morning, and I try to do show prep and then drive up within an hour and then get on the air. And my producer's name was Jason Richardson, greatest guy you'd ever met, great guy. And I would actually have – sometimes I wouldn't even have enough time to go in and record the John McCain voices and then my voices. We'd have to put a phone effect on them. Then
you mean that wasn't actually John McCain?
Yeah, right.
Well, never mind then.
Exactly.
I think it would be great. All my family who supports John McCain, I just wanted to hear that stuff.
Oh,
so bad.
Man. Yeah, it was so much fun.
I was getting these.
Well, I was just going
in the mail from my dad, and I think that would be a great response.
I got to tell you, one of the funniest stories was what I had to do sometimes is I actually usually would record them, and we'd splice the stuff together with me, my voice on the microphone, and then me as John McCain in the phone going, "Yeah, you little pansy radio man, I don't like you," you know, that stuff. So what would end up happening was sometimes I wouldn't have time, and I'd say, "Jason, I'm just going to have to do it live." And I had a phone next to me on the right of my microphone, and I would call into the studio line where Jason in the other room would pick it up and hook me in through the system, right? Then I'd put the phone down, and I'd say, "Okay, let's go to our next caller. John, you're on the air." Then I would have a cough button where that would cut off my microphone. Then I'd pick up the phone, and I'd read my skit as John McCain, and Jason would put me through. So I would go back and forth. I'd take
the
phone.
That's like Phil Hendry. That's
it was just like Phil Hendry. Yeah.
That's old school.
Yeah, and you know, the wildest thing about it, it was so old school that the first time I did it, I didn't realize I had written on the back side of the page. So I got to the bottom, I had more, and unfortunately I had my hand on the cough button, and I was doing the John McCain thing. I didn't have a hand to turn over the paper to do it anymore. So I had to, it was crazy. It was so crazy.
So you've actually been making fun of John McCain for a long time.
Yeah, years now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
so I
hate
that guy. I can accuse you of only making fun of him because he's running for president.
Yeah, yeah. So that's an added incentive.
You're not exactly an Obama fan either.
No. Obama calls me up and calls me sweetie, so that's kind of fun. And he put me on hold one time.
Obama calls everybody sweetie.
Yeah, that's true. So if you want to get access, all you have to do is if you go to the Liberty Conspiracy website, it's a great opportunity to plug. You just go to this website, hit the donations thing, and we have the $3, $5, and $7 level, and it helps me out. And then I'm going to load more skits over at the site.
Cool. There you go, Jared. Thanks for the call, dude.
Jared, you rock.
Thanks.
Oh, you're awesome, man.
Hey, 800-259-9231. Just enough time for your call if you make it now.
Hey, now, Gardner, Ian and I have gone round and round over this donation thing.
Mm.
The AMP program, not donations.
That's
the AMP
program
is support from people that want to help help Free Talk Live advertise.
Well, but for Gardner, you're helping pay his salary. I mean, you're helping put food on the table.
Understood. That doesn't make it a donation. Are
contribution?
They supporting?
That's a good point.
Terms like supporting Liberty Conspiracy. The fact is,
if
they want to join,
if
they want to join the little club, it costs money for memberships to join clubs. And, donation, you're not begging. You're working.
And I'm going to offer something.
You've been working in radio for a decade.
Right.
Now you're going to, you're working by providing your show as a podcast. No donations here.
Right.
Donations.
Gardner, you've not been doing radio for a decade, have you?
I just made a number.
Well, I just started FM radio a long time ago, but I got out of it, and then I went to LA and did script writing stuff. So,
anyway.
There you go. Hey, Jared, that guy is one of the coolest guys.
Coming up tomorrow, I'm going out to Concord again. It is very unusual that I will go to Concord at all, but especially 2 weeks in a row. And I am going to go out to Concord tomorrow, and it is because they are putting yet another one of our friends on trial. The Federal Goon Squad is going to be putting the publisher and the editor of the New Hampshire Free Press, Kat Canning, is going to be on trial tomorrow for the same charges that Lauren Canario, another activist here in New Hampshire, was facing last week when about 28 people actually went into the federal court. We had so many people at this, Gardner. I know that you weren't able to make it, unfortunately, but there was the most people that had ever been, as far as liberty activists, in a federal courtroom here in New Hampshire happened last week with Lauren's trial. Hoping we can have as many, if not more, people tomorrow for Kat's trial, which is allegedly supposed to start at 10 a.m. However, what happened was
today they decided to haul Kat into the court a day early so they could get the trial over with. Well, you know why they were doing it. It's because they knew there was going to be a bunch of activists to show up tomorrow afternoon when it was originally scheduled for. So they figured they'd snatch Kat out of her jail cell, haul her into the court, get the trial done, and then tomorrow everybody would be SOL. We wouldn't have any court to attend. They tried that, but Kat one-upped him because she got up, and when they were doing their little trial thing, she said she was going to call Lauren as one of her witnesses because Lauren was there when she was arrested. And, well, they didn't know that was going to happen, and they certainly didn't give her a chance to prepare in advance or anything like that. So she managed to pull this one out, and she said, I'm going to call Lauren. And so the judge got pissed about it because she was foiling their plans. And so now they're going to put it off until tomorrow morning at 10 a.m., and they're going to finish the trial at that point with Kat being able to call Lauren, et cetera. So it sounds like it's been moved up. Maybe they'll try to make it even earlier than 10. Who knows what's going to end up happening tomorrow, but activists will be in Concord, New Hampshire tomorrow, and details are over at the NHFree.com forum tonight. You can get the latest on the case if you go to the NHFree.com forum.
And as you mentioned to me prior to the program, Ian, this all comes from basically handing out information.
Not even that. Well, originally what it was Dave Ridley went into an IRS office from RidleyReport.com. Yeah. He did hand out a piece of paper. They charged him with the illegal distribution of handbills. When he went into jail, that was what prompted Kat and Lauren to go into the Keene, New Hampshire IRS office and hold a sign. Kat was holding a sign sitting in a chair. Lauren was standing in a V-mask silently. That's all they were doing. I was there. I saw the entire thing. Mm. And that's all they were doing. They were cited with, you know, refusal to obey, because when they were told to leave, they didn't. And then they got a $125 fine for that. They were arrested and walked away with a $125 fine, which, of course, they're not going to pay. Mm-hmm. And then they set a court trial for them not paying the fine. They didn't come to the court trial, so they get the failure to appear charge, mm-hmm. and that's why they were arrested, and that's the charge they're going to be she's going to be held on tomorrow morning. So
we'll see what
happens. I'm going to head up there tomorrow, and we'll let you know what goes down.
Right.
And if they treat people differently, because last time there was like 20-something people in that courtroom, and the bureaucrats were being laughed at. They were being made to look like fools. So will they behave differently tomorrow? We'll find out. We'll let you know. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
It's a fact.